Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Joining us, it's not just us two, we've also got Mark Edwards from Inglewood Community Church helping us out in the middle of the week to get us excited for the rest of it. Mark, how are you going?
I am doing so well. Beautiful rainy day in Perth, Western Australia. Great day to be alive, hey?
So is. It's a great day to have you on the show. What's yes. the topic we're tackling today?
Well, the topic we're tackling today is having a friend you can trust, someone that can speak into your life. And it's sort of, I want to tell a funny story at the end because, you know, as a pastor, as a preacher, sometimes it's like the offhanded story you tell which really sticks. Mm. And, yeah, we're going to get to the application at the end, and it's just something I was preaching about, and it was almost like an offhanded illustration application, and everyone has been talking to me about it. So we're going to go there. It's going to be good today.
Don't you love that? You spend all this time creating a sermon, and you say one point, and everyone grabs hold of that one. You're like, ah!
It's so true, though, because the same things happens with us. We plan this whole show. We have some off-track
random
chat, and then just everyone loves it.
But let's go there, Mark.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Okay, let's go there. I want to talk about who you can trust, and the other week I was preaching on Moses and his father-in-law. Do you guys know who his father-in-law was?
Ooh. Can I have the first letter?
Good question.
Can I buy a letter?
Moses' first father-in-law was a guy called Jethro, and he was actually like his close friend from the time that he fled Egypt to the time that he was going through the, you know, taking the people to the wilderness. His father-in-law, Jethro, was a really good friend. And I told the story about how one day Jethro came back into Moses' life. He brought back his wife and his kids, and he goes into his tent, and they have a really good meeting. And then the next day, Jethro sees that Moses is working way too hard and tells him all about delegation and how to delegate. And so I suppose my point to the congregation, to the people, is you've got to have people in your life that can tell you stuff that other people don't tell you. Mm. And how do you know who to trust? How do you know who to trust to tell you the truth, even about yourself?
Yeah, you got to surround yourself with how? Those.
How do we know who to listen to?
How do we know who to listen to? How do we know who to speak into our life? And I think we want people in our lives that are there to celebrate with us. We want people in our lives that see us, and we want people in our lives that will speak the truth kindly. So they'll be kind about, you know, the truth that they see. But I suppose my point about it was, for our church was, how do you know who those people are? How do you know who to trust? Mm. And I told this story about mobile phones, which was my little offhanded comment, right? You go to a cafe with a friend, and you watch what they do with their phone when they sit down with you at the cafe. Mm. You know where I'm going with this?
Are they on it or off it?
Well, I reckon these are the three stages of friendship, right? So you go to the cafe with someone, they've got their phone and the screen is up. And the screen up means that if a text comes in or a call comes in, then you're second on the speed dial. You know what I mean? Like you're... Yep. We all do that, and I do that. And, like, I don't want to be that person. I want to be a good friend, and I want to have friends that are good friends. If the screen is down on the table, I reckon that's the second stage of friendship, because that's like, well, you're important, so I'm going to ignore that text. I might pick up if it calls. But the biggest and the best stage of friendship is when that phone is off or it's on airport mode or it's even in their pocket, because they're there, they're with you. They're engaged with you, they're listening to you, you have their attention. Mm. And, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, there's just that growing sense of intimacy and friendship where you can be real with each other. They're people I can trust, and that's someone I want to speak into my life. But not only that, I want to be that type of person as well.
Yeah, so, that's exactly right.
That's it. I think, like, when you said to be that type of person as well,
yeah.
That's it. Yeah. We need to strive for that.
My phone's in my pocket. Mark Edwards, thank you so much. And we'll catch you, no doubt,
You're
in the
welcome.
Coming weeks. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.